there's an elite crew with all the best spider...
What the buns? Was that Spider-Man? Because I think we just entered the Spider-Verse. Red bun and Swiss cheese on a Whopper? Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, hold up. Can we go back to the sandwich real quick? Oh, it's the Spider-Verse Whopper. Available until June 21st. It is for real. Real about to get eaten. See Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse only in theaters.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Every Marvel Movie Ever. I'm your host, Gabe Thomas. With me, as always, is your co-host, Francisco Alcala. And today, we are not joined by James DeLisio.
Unfortunately.
I don't know how we're going to even do this without James, quite frankly.
I know.
Because that episode spanned dimensions, and this movie does as well, but unfortunately, we are on our own to fight the greatest threat we've ever faced thus far, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to say the wrong title again.
No. I thought I had to think about it, but if I refer to this as...
It's Into the Spider-Verse, and then Across the Spider-Verse, and then the next one is Beyond the Spider-Verse. Bad naming scheme. They're all too similar.
You gotta do something, but I do agree. I agree.
I feel like they just get confusing because I kept, like...
Okay, well, this is interesting because I was listening back to our old episode, and we had this discussion, the three of us.
Did we?
Where we were trying to figure out what a sequel would be called because it didn't even have a name yet.
Oh, my God.
And they probably did the best you could do under the circumstances. That's a hard... That first movie has such a little clunky name to say.
Yeah, you usually call it Spider-Verse
for short.
You have
to put Spider-Verse in the movie, but you can't not have Spider-Man in the title.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do you do? Quite frankly, this is the best they could have done, but hard to remember, and I'm probably going to mix up a bunch of times. It's like when The Force Awakens came out, and everyone kept calling it The Force Unleashed, because it's like, they're similar. What am I supposed to say?
It's fine. People can look at the title. They know what movie we're talking about.
It's true.
It's the new one.
It's the new one. And I do just want to say full spoilers right away.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be able to contain ourselves.
There's also so much shit that happens in this movie.
So you should not know a single thing that happens.
Yeah, because you should also go see it.
You should, which is interesting because Franny just told me that he hated the movie.
With a burning passion.
But I'm starting to kind of doubt what he said earlier. So I don't want to do this whole game back and forth where we go... Where we keep talking about the movie, we don't say what we think about the movie.
No, it's fucking fantastic.
It's the fucking greatest movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. I didn't have a doubt in my head for a single second that I would. Like, since that first trailer came out, yeah, obviously.
I think even before then, I had full confidence that, like, yeah, this will probably be fine. I mean, everyone has kind of agreed.
It would be fine.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have anything to worry about.
In terms of they won't fuck it up.
Yeah, by this point... Most people have agreed that the first Spider-Verse movie is, like, one of the best animated movies ever made, like, in history.
And potentially the best comic book movie of all time. Which
yeah.
I still think it is, quite frankly.
So, like, same people making it, it's probably fine. They can do a second one. Now they're going to do a third one.
And I'm just waiting. That's just another movie to fucking wait for.
I'm just glad that we don't have to wait as long. I mean, it's still March. But
yeah, but that's not long at all compared to 5 years. The five years we had to wait before.
We got, like, what, 6 months-ish?
Yeah.
It's about to be, or no,
nine,
it is June,
about
right?
9 months, so.
Okay, it's not bad.
A little bit of, yeah, but that's not bad at all. And I am just, based on how this movie ends, I cannot wait to see what's next.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on throughout, but especially that. The end. I thought it was gonna end in, like, several other places. Like,
Me too.
I checked my watch and I was like, it's coming up on the end, and it just kind of kept going.
Yeah, and I was happy because I would have watched that episode in that theater for a day.
I know. I was like, don't end.
I felt the same thing.
I was waiting for the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Because surprisingly enough, this one didn't really have a cliffhanger. It
you don't think so?
Not necessarily. There was, like, some loose ends, but I don't think it...
Okay.
I would
disagree.
I think maybe
our
there are too many...
Our hero is in trouble, and he's getting the whole team together, and he's in the wrong universe.
I think...
His dad's gonna
die.
The
thing about it is
all
that
all the Spider-Men are after him.
There's so many plot lines to follow at the end that doesn't feel like a cliffhanger.
Okay.
At least to me.
That's fine.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's suddenly... cuts and ends.
It's like, I think cliffhanger just means, like, it's getting you ready for the next one. Like,
I guess
it ends not like a traditional story, because if the first movie ended like that, you'd be like, what the fuck? That where's the
yeah,
second
no,
half
like
of
there's
movie?
Very there's very clearly, like, another movie, because this definitely doesn't have a concrete ending.
No,
but Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm satisfied with the ending, I guess. Like, I really want to see where it goes, but I'm not like, I need to see it now.
Okay, I feel that, I think.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, this is really intimidating to talk about, because I think everyone, whether you're a comic fan or not, I think everyone in the world has been waiting for another Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is uniformly just, like, a perfect movie.
In all the movies that we've gone to, probably for the past year, I think this is the one that's had the most people in it.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah, it was
by
packed.
A long shot.
No, there was not a seat empty, I'm sure. And I don't know where to start, because this starts in the Life is Strange True Colors universe. Where
I hate you.
Where Gwen Stacy is in her watercolor world, and it's fucking gorgeous. And it's like, I don't know.
That's the whole movie, by the way.
It's maybe the best looking movie. Because the first movie is like the best looking movie I've ever seen, and this is just even better and has even more in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out to Legos.
we'll talk about that, because okay, yeah, we can talk about that, because that's one of the interesting other universes they go into. And it's a very funny gag, and I was surprised that it lasted as long as it did. I thought it would be like a split second.
I know, yeah, I didn't expect them to even go back to it.
Yeah, they stayed in it, and the joke where he's in the bathroom is great.
You're the best among us, Peter.
that was wonderful. And because it's the guys who wrote the Lego movies, you know, or the first one anyway.
Oh my God, you're right.
Fuller and Chris Miller.
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting was that they clearly, and some people will probably like this more, but they clearly did this one stop motion with the Legos. Mm-hmm. They didn't just animate it like the Lego movies, so it doesn't look as good.
Distinctly different.
But it's still cute, because it feels more like a Forest Fire 101 video or something, or like Bricks Films. Not as much as like, it doesn't feel like it has the production value of the Lego movies, but it's still like a very good one-off gag. It's just very different to what we're used to in terms of seeing Legos on screen, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But still great.
All the different stuff they did with, I'm so glad that we have a multiverse movie that actually has like interesting universes in it. Like,
not a universe where everyone fucking wears a hat and walks backwards.
Putting
whatever.
This next to Multiverse of Madness is so embarrassing, because all of the universes in this movie look so much better. And I guess it might be easier because it's animated.
But I don't know if it's easier.
I'm also like, I would imagine it's probably way harder, those poor animators.
Yeah, and every single place they go to, and there's a lot, like they
it's
truly
like they're
do
all
go
very distinct
across the Spider-Verse. That title is very apt, because you go into so many universes in this movie. They all have their own art style. It's like in the first movie where everybody has their own art style, but it's not as crazy.
It's like contained to a character.
Yeah, yeah, or it'll be like Penny is anime or whatever, and Spider-Ham is like a Looney Tunes character. But Gwen, Miles, and Peter, the main characters, they all have the same art style, just about. But in this, when you go into Gwen's world, and you're in there for the first 20 minutes of the movie, I feel like. Like, it's a while.
It takes a while for it to even get to, like, a title card or anything.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I thought that whole sequence was amazing. Hallie Steinfeld is fucking amazing as Gwen Stacy. I thought she was great in the first movie, and just getting to spend time with her on her own was amazing, because you hear about all the stuff in the first movie that happened to her and Peter died and whatever. I think James is going to be ecstatic when he sees that they updated the character model so he's a teenager, because that was one of his big problems with the first one, is when you see that brief flashback of Peter Parker dying in Gwen Stacy's world, it's the Peter B. Parker character model. So he's like an adult man. That was like a big thing.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah, you're right.
So I was shocked when in this he was a teenager. I was like, oh, and he looks like James DeLisio. I was like, oh my God, he's going to be so happy. But yeah, I thought that was just so great to see that, and to see her relationship with Captain Stacy, which comes back in a big way later.
Mm.
Very unexpected and great. And she's doing her own thing, and Spider-Gwen comics are fucking cool and good, and she's in her punk band, and she's doing like improvisational jazz, but it's punky. Like, that's the opening, is she's kind of like ranting and rambling, talking about how she doesn't have any friends or she misses Miles or whatever, and you're seeing like, I don't even know, you're seeing Miles like in trains that go by and stuff. This movie does this insane thing that the first movie never does, where you're constantly seeing things that aren't literally there, but you know it's on the character's mind. So like, when you're with Miles, you'll see Gwen flash all over the place, and same with her and him. Like, it's brilliant. They've come up with new visuals that the first movie didn't have, and that first movie felt like it did every visual trick anyone's ever thought of. I don't know how they fucking did it.
Yeah, like, literally everything visuals-wise in this movie is so incredibly impressive, which isn't even a shock, because, like, the first movie was super impressive.
Yeah.
But this is, like, leagues beyond. I don't know how they made this whole movie, like, between when the first one came out and now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how this got finished.
It's like it should have taken 30 years and everyone should have killed themselves out of stress.
Yeah.
Because of how intense this is.
And we get another one.
I know. I can't believe
it. We get a whole nother movie.
That's fucking crazy.
Of this.
Two movies in
yeah.
the span of 5 years. I don't know how,
like,
they did it.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just so ecstatic that this has turned out the way it has, because I could easily see this being, like, the best superhero movie trilogy of all time. By such a long shot. Like, as long as they don't fuck it up,
I don't see how they could.
As good as
it
gets.
I would be genuinely, like, heartbroken if somehow the next movie was bad.
No, I mean, it won't be. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried either. There's no way.
There's no way. I really hope this isn't aged poorly. But I'm so excited.
I'm under the assumption that this movie and the next one were basically made at the same time.
Oh, of course.
Like, I'm sure that the next one is already either done or very close to being done.
Sure.
Like, they're probably just one big long movie that they had to cut up into two.
Well, they pushed this back too, because this was supposed to come out last year in, like, May or November or something. It was supposed to come out last year,
mm-hmm.
and they pushed it back. And I can't even imagine having it done, like, a year
ago.
Did
they ever say why?
I don't know. They probably just want more time on it to make it perfect.
I'd assume either that or maybe just COVID stuff.
I mean, COVID stuff and licensing stuff, because there is some stuff in here. I was like, I can't believe they
used
that.
Yeah, there's a lot
that.
Of stuff in here that's like, nice.
Like,
good job.
Stuff Sony owns. I don't know if we want to talk about this, but there are brief appearances from, like, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, just in archival footage when he's going through, like, the big web.
Yeah, they're just, like, in, it's like background loops of footage. Like, it's very small and
yeah.
doesn't really matter, but it's like
they own those movies, and it's nice to see them, obviously. And I again wouldn't put it past them at all if they're just, like, in the next one a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about how this, we should also talk about maybe how this movie uses live action footage, because a lot of the time it works, and there's one example that's weird in the worst part of the movie. It's such a weird gag, and on principle I would love it, but they kind of fucked it up, which is mm-hmm. when he goes into Venom and talks to Mrs. Chen.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, weird reused footage, and it looks bad.
It's like that part at the end of Deadpool 2 where he kills X-Men Origins Deadpool, and it's like they just put him in that part
yeah,
of the movie.
Yeah, like, I know they tried their best, but I feel like if they really wanted to do that gag, they could have done it a little better.
Yeah, no, I absolutely
like
agree.
Just get the actress back.
Yeah, and
like it can't be that hard.
And they should let Venom show up also. They should put Venom in the movie.
Well, maybe next movie.
That's the thing, you gotta save some stuff up. But they said Doctor Strange, which I was surprised they were allowed to say.
Yeah, I thought that whole line was, like, strictly, like, trailer stuff. I didn't think that was actually going to be in the movie, because there's also, like, I mean, technically not, but there's also, like, a Black Panther reference in this movie.
There is,
so
and
it's like,
I think I saw the bombastic Bagman in there.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
Fantastic
definitely.
Four. But I do kind of think I saw the bodysuit and it didn't have anything on it, was just blue. I don't think they had the four on it. I think that's
they
got
yeah.
away with
it. It was just, like, a blue jumpsuit.
With
there was nothing
bag
on
his head, because this was pretty recognizable anyway. But
yeah, it's like, you, but I mean, also he's in the back, like, far mm-hmm. background, like, every
they
time.
They tried to
so
sneak,
like,
him in.
Yeah.
And they clearly didn't show Tom Holland footage, because I don't think they were allowed to.
Yeah,
when they were
showing
that. But that's all, like, boring real-world politics
I mean,
stuff.
There's still...
There's 8 trillion Spider-Men in this.
Yeah.
And if we want to just get this out of the way, let's talk about the cameo stuff so we can talk about the story of this movie. Mm. Just because it's, like, people want to know, I guess. Donald Glover is in this. I thought that was great. He's
yeah,
in it
that was great.
As Aaron Davis from Homecoming, and he come back to him again. He's in it twice.
Yeah,
which I thought was so fun. I think it's the only other live action part of the movie. What I was,
I think so.
What
yeah.
I loved was that the one through line, or there are through lines. That's the whole thing. But the one recognizable vocal through line is that J.K. Simmons is
J.K. in every single universe.
That's wonderful.
Because, like, they go through, like, 3 different ones mm-hmm. where J. Jonah Jameson is present, and it's J.K. Simmons every single time.
Including Lego form.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
Like,
is that
part of the canon? Is that J. Jonah Jameson always looks the same and sounds the same?
Fuck anybody who's ever played him before, I guess. Whatever. Yeah, very good stuff. What are the other cameos? I mean, you have, at the very end, you have, like, Spider-Ham and Spider-Man Noir and stuff, but they don't have speaking lines. Ben Reilly
is weirdly in more of this than I thought he was going to be.
And he was terrific. Mm. They made him look like a 90s comic book, and I was shocked. He looked like, especially the first time you see him when he's in, you see his human face, which is Peter Parker's face. It's just a 90s comic panel come to life, which is crazy to me as someone who's always read a lot of those really schlocky, edgy Spider-Man comics.
I'm pretty sure he was doing exact poses from the covers of comics, which was fucking ridiculous.
Was, and they kept using those I love when they do the slam down comic covers, like when they're doing somebody else's origin stories, and they're always like real comics. They did a couple that
they were just throwing them in there sometimes, which I also appreciated. Like, as transitions, they would just like show a cover and then it would just like move on
to
the next
scene.
That
was good. That segmented the movie a little bit, because that's when I was really surprised, because I thought the movie was going to end, and then they put another comic cover down like towards the end when the Prowler stuff started happening, and I was like, I thought this was over.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Because, like,
another 20 minutes.
The movie could have literally ended right there, like, slam the cover down, and that's just
And
it.
I would have been shocked, you know?
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's great, I can go home. But then there was more. This movie, that's really what this movie does, is it just keeps giving you more in the best possible way. Like, this is the best comic book movie I've seen since The Batman, if I had to find a fine point on it. And I'm somebody who has been radicalized by Guardians 3, by the way. I love it. I saw it three times.
I've heard of you not exactly turning around on it.
Well, that's the thing, and this is what I've
just
said.
Just leaning into it more.
For the people I haven't told, is like, everything I said on the episode, I stand by, but I don't care. Because the emotional core is just so fucking good. And there are parts of that movie I don't love, but overall I think it's great, and I'm over it. But that was, I really like that, and this is great too. So it's nice that we're in a little period. If Flash can pull it off, we're three in a row, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying good things about it, so
I'm
hopeful.
Yeah.
And then we shoot directly straight towards the ground as Blue Beetle comes out. Which we've seen the trailer for.
Every single time
again.
We've seen anything, yeah. Yeah, no Barbie trailer. That's a shame. I don't know who's putting that on.
Yeah. Also, no Ninja Turtles. I kind of expected that.
That's too bad.
That's been another one that's kind of been everywhere lately.
I didn't see the new trailer, but I saw the images.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be really fun. I like this era of animated movies we're in, where things are fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm glad that people are actually taking risks with animated movies now.
Not Pixar, though.
Yeah, well, not any of the usual
Elemental.
Companies. They're just getting very, very boring.
But Puss in Boots... it was great. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, yeah. Spider-Man's great, obviously. If Ninja Turtles is great. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think we're going to have a good summer. I hope Transformers is good. Please don't let me down. Please don't let me down, Transformers. I'm sorry.
I won't see.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know, because that last one was really good. But anyway, this isn't the fucking Transformers show. This is Spider-Man show. Ben Reilly was great. I liked all the new Spider-Men that were introduced.
It seems like they're going to get more screen time, too, in the next one, which I appreciate.
Yeah. Spider-Punk was annoying intentionally, and then it got great for me. The gag turned around, but when he first showed up, I was like, quirky overload, and then they fixed it.
I know it's intentional, but I could not understand him the entire time.
Oh, really?
I don't know half of the things that he said.
Well, you have to ask Paul, I guess.
Either that, or I'll have to wait for the movie to come out so that I can put on some subtitles, because I don't know what he was saying.
Well, yeah, it's Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out.
Yeah.
In Black Panther. It was absolutely wonderful. And it was good. Honestly, I would equate it to Penny Parker, where she's like a gimmick character, where she shows up and you're like, be fucking careful, because you could mess this up and like make it super, you know, hyper annoying, or like you missed the gag. But I thought they leveled it out with him eventually. I don't know what his relationship with Gwen Stacy is. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's very it's
suspect.
Left very ambiguous.
Yeah.
Speaking of him, though, something that I appreciate about the style of this movie is it seems like everyone's art style is a lot more distinct now.
Exactly.
Like,
because.
We kind of touched on it last movie. There's some characters that have their own style, but it's pretty basic. It's like Penny Parker's anime, and Spider-Man Noir is just black and white. But like having Miguel O'Hara just like he just has like the sketch lines on his face, and like that's the only thing that distinguishes him. Like sometimes it's small, and then other times it's like there's the weird little effect around Spider-Punk.
Where sometimes he's like black and white, and sometimes he's super vibrant in color.
But like either way, he still has like the weird, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a weird collage thing following him around.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, same with freaking Renaissance era Vulture at the start of the movie.
Yeah, like whenever he uses his powers, there's like equations around him and shit.
And he's made of parchment. Yeah. And it's just completely
And everyone acknowledges
ridiculous.
Like, yeah, this guy's made out of fucking paper.
Yeah,
like,
oh, they know.
Yeah.
Which is just, that kind of innovation is great.
Yeah.
And I loved every Spider-Man they added. Jessica Drew Spider-Man was very cool. I like just a pregnant
that
Spider-Woman.
Poor baby, though.
I know. Well, that's the thing between her and Mayday Parker. Just baby, babies.
There's fucking spider babies everywhere.
Getting obliterated. I'm sure in the next movie. Hopefully she doesn't give birth during the next movie. It looks like she's about to do something horrible, though. Because it looks to me, full spoilers, like she's about to fucking kill Jefferson Davis.
That's how I understood it. They're we can't let Miles let his dad live. We have to kill him now.
And we're going to talk about that because that's one element of characterization I am a little sketchy on. Yeah. I don't like that every Spider-Man is on board with that.
It's also just so unbelievable because there's no way that Miles is the first one that's like, this is kind of fucked up, isn't it? There's so many Spider-Men.
Every Spider-Man. I was thinking because if there's one thing I've done in my life, it's read Spider-Man comics. And I was thinking about like all these different versions. And I was like, almost every single one, unless they're like comically evil or it's Spider's Man, he's made of spiders or whatever, they would absolutely not go for that. And it's crazy to me.
Like, that. The vast majority of Spider-Men would probably not be okay with Uncle Ben dying and that just being how things have to be.
Yeah.
And being okay with, like, if there is a Spider-Man that's trying to stop their Uncle Ben from dying, we need to kill them.
It's true.
Like, there's so many Spider-Men in this movie, there's no way they're all okay with that.
And has every single one of them had a police captain die? Because I don't remember fucking old man Captain Stacy dying in Tobey Maguire movies. I'm pretty sure he was okay. I know it's like a generalization, but they said it happens every single time. So somebody needs to kill James Cromwell, Captain Stacy, from fucking Spider-Man 3 if you want that to be
true. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of time in between. Could have just
died off screen. But that didn't affect Spider-Man when we saw him. So I don't know. But I understand what that means about, like, because it really tries to dissect canon and even, like, reboots and, like, how we just do the same thing over and over again and how... Yeah, you know, it's always the same. Like, you reboot James Bond and he goes through the same beats every single time. Every single superhero has to have the same tragedies happen to him because we just repeat these patterns. And so making that the literal villain of the movie, like this meta-contextual...
Yeah, the literal villain of the movie
is
just
lack
meta.
Of creativity.
Because, I mean, even with, like, the Spot, his whole thing is he wants to be treated as, like, a serious villain when his entire, career in comics is he's just a fucking joke.
Which is
like I saw
brilliant.
I saw a video of like somebody covering like all the comics he's been in. This motherfucker has died like 7 times and he just comes back and no one explains why.
No, it's true. So
like he's just used as a gag.
He's the Shock T of the Marvel Universe. The Spot has existed up until this point purely for the gag of Spider-Man punching him in the face and then he punches himself in the head. That's the only reason he's ever existed. And the fact that they put like one shot of him in one trailer and everyone was like, oh, that'll be a fun scene of Miles like racking up all the criminals before the action starts. And he's the main villain of the movie, aside from Miguel O'Hara, is crazy shit.
I mean, really, he's being set up as the main villain of the next one. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And he's funny.
Yeah, he's like surprisingly funny.
But he's also intimidating because whenever they're like inside of the holes and you're falling through it, it's like scary in there.
Yeah, it's like the Spot is like weirdly scary. He's just like a big naked guy covered in holes and his face is a giant hole and he stares at you and it's just looking into your soul.
Plenty of jokes about it. It just, the fact that he goes from like comedy foil, even in this movie where he's stealing an ATM and he has this very fun slapstick fight with Spider-Man. And then he just starts getting so mad that he's not being taken seriously that he becomes the main threat to every Spider-Man
to the entire multiverse. He's like, I'm going to kill your entire family, Miles.
That's brilliant. That's
and
wonderful.
You believe it.
I loved that his dad was involved in that action scene, too. That it's like Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and his cop dad are fighting the spot together, because that's like what an unexpected thing to have that father-son team up, but that he doesn't know that it's Miles yet. So it's just it's so smart. Everything works on so many different levels. I love it, Franny. It's so good.
So good. It's a great good fucking movie. It's so well written. It looks so pretty.
Good Spider-Man movies are just the best kind of fucking movies at this point. Like,
they're my favorite.
God, they're great. He's the coolest, and he always has been. So I do have qualms with the fact that every Spider-Man is okay with this.
It is definitely a big plot hole, and it's also like Miguel is so like... Like, it seems like everyone's aware that he's kind of an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and just, again, everybody's cool with that. That, like, he made this big machine that's totally ethical, that sends creatures back to whatever universe they came from, and it looks super painful.
And he did exactly what Wilson Fisk did, basically, except he actually went through with it, because he was looking for, like, his family in different dimensions.
Yeah, like, he literally did what Wilson Fisk wanted to do in the first place.
Exactly. I also just completely forgot, and now remembered that the spot is the scientist that Spider-Man threw the bagel at.
I know, I love that.
That's fucking great. What a great detail. That in any other movie would be so stupid. But in this, it's so smart and funny. Because everything this movie does is smart and funny. Indian Spider-Man was wonderful as well. Mm-hmm. That place is like one of the prettiest places that in the whole fucking
that
thing.
That whole part of that movie was just insane. Everything was moving so fast.
Yeah, that's when I was like, whoa, this is again, like I said, a movie from the future.
Yeah,
this absolutely does not function in my brain yet.
It's just like, I can't even like wrap my head around like how you would storyboard that. Mm-mm. Like, how do you conceptualize that in like still images?
I don't know how you come up with that.
And also, how do you coordinate that, because that takes so many people to put together.
Oh yeah.
But like, was this a group effort? Did like one main person have the idea of like how this was
sure,
gonna go?
I'm sure it was just tons of different teams.
I want the behind the scenes. I gotta know how they made it.
I almost bought the art book for the first movie yesterday because I'm just like, I need to see
it. I need
it. I need it blown up in my hands.
I need
like,
to
as big
see
as
it
can be. Yeah, I really do, because Jesus Christ. No,
tell
these
me
movies,
everything.
These movies are unreal, and I absolutely do want to know. I thought it was interesting that there were like, I don't even know how many Spider-Men are in this movie. Like 1,000 fucking Peter Parker variants. There's one Spider-Man 2099, and there's one Miles Morales.
That's what I was wondering about, because of how Miguel's story went, that does imply that there are multiple Miguel O'Haras.
There is, yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
Well, he replaced one.
Yeah, he replaced one that died. So like there are multiple. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's also, like, Ben Reilly. I know he's just, like, a clone of a Peter Parker, but there, like, are a bunch of Ben Reillys because we don't see any of them.
That's what I was wondering about.
In this movie, there are multiple Ben Reillys?
Like, yeah, I guess so, but it's just, like, all the recognizable ones are just Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting.
And it's also, like, are there other...
Gwen Stacy's? Well, yeah.
And, I mean, we saw that there's multiple Miles's.
It's true.
But, like, are there other Miles Spider-Man that, because I mean,
there should be
clearly if
he's
PlayStation
comic
Spider-Man
book,
is there, then
exactly.
Yeah, there has to be another Miles, but like, where are the other Miles? Because like,
he's not comic book Miles Morales either.
Yeah, because like,
he's not Ultimate Universe
like
Miles Morales.
The majority of the time, like when they're going through the whole Spider Society area, and they're like saying hi to all the Spider-Men they go by, they're all Peter.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just Peters.
Yeah.
But where are the other ones?
There's a couple, like, Spider-Women and stuff in there, but there's no Miles, there's no Gwen.
Yeah, and, like, if they're not Peter, they're not mentioned by name.
True.
So it's like, where are the other ones? Do you only recruit Peters except for these very specific people
except
that are related
Jessica
to the plot?
Jessica Drew and Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, like,
I
where are the other ones?
And there's so much to keep track of, I don't blame them for leaving it out, but it is... I have to ask, because I have to question this movie, because it's so good that it scares me.
Yeah,
I have to be like, that's wrong, because it's too good.
It doesn't really feel like a plot hole or anything. It's just something to, like, wonder about. It's like, do they only recruit one representative from each universe or something?
I don't know. Well, they say each universe has one Spider-Man. That's definitely
but that's
not true.
Not, that's, the, yeah, that's, like, objectively not true.
No, yeah. I don't know what the rules are. It's kind of hard because it's like you bring in all this comic book stuff too. It's just like, if they want to get so in depth with the ways that they thought out this universe, then we have to kind of clash back and be like, okay, but how does this function? How does this function? Because there's so many questions.
Maybe that's why PS4 Spider-Man was with the anomalies, because there's multiple Spider-Men in that universe.
Maybe all the Spider-Men who have another Spider-Man.
I also love that Spider-Man was in like 60 frames, and that's the only like, that's like the smoothest moving thing in the whole movie, is just like that Spider-Man, and he looks super out of place because he's way more HD than everything else.
And Genki was playing that game earlier, which is funny.
That
game that has Miles Morales in it, and you play as Miles Morales. Yeah, so maybe those parts aren't in it.
Yeah, I'd have to wonder like what that version of that game is in that universe, because that also...
It's like Gran Turismo.
Let's not talk about Gran Turismo. Okay.
We've talked enough about it.
Brings up a weird question of how are the universes like created? Because if there's an in-universe Spider-Man game where there is a Peter Parker, is it their universe's Peter Parker, or is it PS4 Spider-Man? In which case, did the creation of the video game create the universe? Like, how do these universes work?
Because I think you're supposed to just assume that's based off of blonde Chris Pine Peter Parker who died.
That's what my assumption was, but it also, you can still see that it has like the white Spider-Man, like when you're looking at the TV.
But that costume is also in Spider-Verse, the first movie. It's in like the spider cave. So we've seen that before too.
So like, did they not think it through? Did they not think this far ahead? Like,
there's Spider-Man comics in Spider-Verse, right? And they're like real Spider-Man comics that we have. Because like when he first starts sticking to the walls, he reads it and it's like, oh, the same thing happened to Peter Parker. Hmm. But they're called different things on the cover. They're called like True Life Tales of Spider-Man or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
and it's like
that
it's
makes
supposed
sense.
To be like the in-universe like Spider-Man, the things that happened to him.
Right.
So I have to assume that.
But I assume those comics being written didn't create a weird alternate comic book Peter Parker who just exists.
Yeah, that wouldn't
in those
make
comics.
Sense because he already exists.
I've actually made a list for you. Before we saw this movie, I made a list of Spider-Man that definitely would not be in this movie. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, so many of the Spider-Men are so far in the background that I can't say.
We gotta wait for the movie to come out on DVD for all the YouTubers to make big red circles around them and then be like, oh.
This is also, one where I need it.
There's a scene where there's a bunch of text boxes popping up next to Spider-Men that go by too fast for you to read them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to know what they say.
I could have sworn one of them said 616, so I think that's real comic book Spider-Man that we saw, and he was just in the Spider-Mobile that just drove by, which is also sentient for some reason.
Yeah.
Just like the show Batwheels. But anyway, here's some Spider-Man that definitely...
By the way, I saw a thing that said that there were specific Spider-Men that the directors are saving for the next movie.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, like, I'm just curious, like, which ones?
Well, maybe this will give them some ideas. Because they do put a lot, but they don't all get, like, front and center.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Got Milk commercial Spider-Man. I just sat down and just, like, wrote all the ones I could think of that would not be in the movie.
Where is Japanese Spider-Man?
A Japanese Spider-Man, they said would be in this, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the thing. I went, like, racked my brain for the most obscure spider stuff I could think of for this movie, but I feel like a lot of the obvious, obscure ones weren't in it.
Yeah.
Like,
because there's also, like,
where's Italian Spider-Man?
Where's manga Spider-Man?
Where's, yeah.
There's a whole line of fucking, Japanese comic books with Spider-Man
Marvel
in it.
Anime Spider-Man?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different Japanese Spider-Man, and I don't know where they are. But anyway, these were, like, the most obscure ones I could think of. Mm-hmm. So Got Milk commercial Spider-Man, 2003 MTV cartoon show Spider-Man.
Oh my
the new
god,
Animated
I
series.
Wish, I wish
he
was
might
in
be
it.
In there, I don't know. Amazing Spider-Man Training Studio Spider-Man, our favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Spider-Man Rain, who killed Mary Jane with his cum. Spider-Man Spider-Man, who killed Mary Jane by eating her. The Vored to Death Spider-Man, who got killed by Sandman and all his guts are hanging out.
What?
You know that one?
No.
Don't look it up. It's horrible.
Okay.
Elsa Gate Party City Spider-Man wasn't in it.
Please.
Doc Ock Spider-Man, but the version from the 90s cartoon where he's just normal Spider-Man, but he has Doc Ock's tentacles. Web of Shadows Spider-Man from Web of Shadows game. Mr. Potato Head Spider-Man wasn't in it. Spider-Man and Friends Action Hero Spider-Man wasn't in it. And Outdoor Hero Spider-Man wasn't in it. Those are both action figure lines.
Gotta have Superhero Squad Spider-Man. Where
yes,
is he?
Yes, you're totally right. Drake Bell Ultimate Spider-Man wasn't
well, that
in
one
the
might
movie,
be a little
frankly.
Difficult.
Yeah, at this point. The Spider-Man who has Wolverine's brain from the Ultimate Comics. When they swap brains and then Wolverine in Spider-Man's body maybe has sex with teenage Mary Jane Watson.
Gross.
wasn't on the movie. Spider-Man from the deleted scene from the X-Men 2 Wolverine's Revenge video game and the Spider-Man from the deleted scene from X-Men 1 when he runs in.
Well, that's just Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I just wanted to put that. Danny DeVito Spider-Man, of course, from that one episode of It's Always Sunny where he's dressed up in the Spider-Man costume.
I don't think I know what you're referring to.
Okay, I'll show you later. Smosh Man Spider was not in the movie. And then the scientifically accurate Spider-Man was not in the movie from that video from like 2012 where he shoots things out of his ass and his dick falls off. You remember that?
No.
Okay, so that was a list of Spider-Mans I thought of, and I don't think any of them were in the movie.
Yeah, I would assume that they were not.
But Spectacular Spider-Man was in it, and he got a voice line.
Yeah, surprising.
Which I was surprised by, but that was nice.
There was also another Spider-Man cartoon that was in the background. Was it the same?
That was the same one. Yeah, okay. It was. So I think that's probably why they put it in, because had him in there, because people love that show. So very cool. Lots of great cameo stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked enough about the Spider-Man of this movie, because that is like a big selling point.
So look at all those Spider-Men.
And they do.
Some of which aren't actual like Spider-Men from anything. They're just like generic color swap Spider-Men.
That's
which I think
true.
Are the funniest ones.
Yeah, I think so. Because there's like Spider T-Rex and there's Web Slinger who has his horse. It's the fucking cowboy one.
Yeah.
Who got a lot of play too.
And then there's just like reverse color Spider-Man.
Which probably does exist Spider-Man. Somewhere, quite frankly. I'm sure there is a whole green Spider-Man comic.
Yeah. But it was just really funny in that one scene where all the Spider-Men are like surrounding Miles,
yeah.
like when they're confronting him. And when they show like the background, it's the exact same model of Spider-Man and they like took away the color so you couldn't see that they're different.
Yeah.
And they're just copied and pasted
everywhere.
There were
some that I didn't recognize. There were some that looked so smooth and like didn't have lines on
they
them.
They were like low poly like CG Spider-Men that were just like copied and pasted
it was
everywhere.
Scary. It was scary to look at. But no, it was, I mean, it was great. And all the ones that we did get highlighted were great.
Yeah.
And not, those chase sequences
not
were fucking
to say
amazing.
That, not to say anything bad about that.
No,
I
of course
know.
Not.
I know they're doing what they got to do, but...
Okay, so if we want to talk about the actual story of the movie, I thought all the Miles and Gwen stuff was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was sad when she was like, Spider-Man, or Gwen Stacy always falls for Spider-Man, and she always gets freaking murked, even when Spider-Man shoots out his little web hand, he can't always save her. And
little web hand.
That's probably going to happen in the next movie, right? Mm-hmm. She's probably going to die.
She's going to die a horrible death, for
which
sure.
Which is too bad. She's going to die. Jefferson Davis is going to die. His dad.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be tough. I thought his dad was so dead in this movie.
Me too. I thought that he was gonna get assassinated.
I thought that was gonna be the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, but then it turned out they were smarter than us, and we're like, we know that. We'll make you wait a little bit longer when that happens.
We'll make you wait a little longer for the assassination to happen.
It's too bad, but no, that stuff's great. All the stuff with his family was wonderful. Mm-hmm. All the stuff with Miguel O'Hara was really great. He's really scary, and Oscar Isaac's really good.
Yeah, he is. What's up with him?
I don't know.
The claws.
I don't know what
and
he's doing.
He tried to eat Vulture at some point. He was like a full-on vampire for
a
second. Like,
okay, that's my theory, because in the original Spider-Verse story, the reason that happens, all the Spider-Men get together because there is an evil vampire named Morlun who is going from universe to universe.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that these vampires like is spider blood. So they go to universe, and drink the spider blood from all the different Spider-Men. And so all the Spider-Men team up to stop him. And I think that's what's happening.
That,
I think he's
that,
a
he's going to be...
I think he's a vampire who eats spider blood only. Because comics
are
dumb.
Well, it couldn't be that because he tried to eat Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not exclusively spider
Maybe
blood.
He
I think he's just a vampire.
People from other dimensions or something.
Yeah, I think that's more what he's doing. He's
interesting.
Just eating
I hope
people.
That's what it is, because Morlun sucks. So I hope they do something better.
Yeah, weird cannibal vampire Miguel O'Hara sounds more interesting.
It is crazy, because that happens. I think they make like one other reference to it, but we don't know as of now what that's about.
Well, yeah, because Gwen straight up says he's a vampire.
Yeah.
So is that just the thing that everybody accepts, that he's actually a vampire,
it's
or do they just say that like as a joke?
It's so upsetting knowing how much Gwen knew this whole time, too. That's going to recontextualize it on a rewatch.
Yeah.
Because she knows that.
She knows
why
a
they're
lot.
There. Yeah, she knows that his fucking dad has to die, and that Miguel O'Hara is not a great guy. My God, he really fucking snapped and went ballistic on Miles the second he got the chance.
Yeah. And like... I feel bad for him. Like, it sucks. Whatever. But he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that guy.
He still sucks.
What I loved about Nueva York when we saw it was it started and it was daytime, and I was like, fucking, I've never seen this place during the day once in my life. And then they go down later, and they're in the nighttime section, mm-hmm. which is what it always looks like in the books. And I was like, that's
there it is.
There it is. Like, we were waiting because they didn't want to bombard you with that and then a billion Spider-Men on the screen. Mm-hmm. So it's like they were very good at parsing the information slowly. Like, here's the Spider-Man HQ where all the Spider-Men are all the time and just sit around, I guess.
Yeah, there was a weird amount of Spider-Men in there. Like, they don't seem like they do much. They kind of just hang out in there and have
fun.
Yeah,
one of them's in therapy. It's like, all right.
Yeah, but they have, like, their own Burger King Whoppers that are branded after
Spider-Man. What is that?
Spider-Man.
Like, what is that place? And why is every Spider-Man
how does Spider Society function? Is it an actual place where Spider-Men stay?
I don't know.
What's going on with the universes that are missing their Spider-Men right now?
I have no idea. Maybe they're all retired or something. But I thought that was interesting. But Nueva York looked great. All the action scenes are super great. The first spot sequence is wonderful. I loved the part where Gwen and Miles were swinging together through the city. I was like, this is very nice. This
yeah,
is the sweetest
very,
thing
he was
you could
very
do.
Cute.
And I loved all the Miguel O'Hara fight stuff towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
He's beating the shit out of him, and that's great.
He's scary.
He's scary.
And he has his own little, like, prowler, like...
He has his
like,
gauntlets.
Yeah. Not even that. He has his own little, like, musical cue. Like,
every time he's
on screen, he has his own little thing, like the Prowler had, and I thought, I like that.
That's the
I
best musical cue in the world, yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, this movie had a couple soundtrack moments, not as much as the last one, but whenever they happened, I was like, oh, this is great, and I will find out what this song is, but it wasn't, like,
it wasn't as
drop
important.
Every second, like the last movie.
Yeah.
Which, you know. That's fine.
Yeah.
We got to go in different directions, and this is a much bigger plot.
This definitely has a very different vibe than the first one. The first
one
feels a little more like fun.
It's
for
an
the most part.
Origin story too.
Yeah.
And then
this one's
like
a lot more like serious and sad and scary.
he's really got to buckle up for this because he's just going through like. I don't know, because this doesn't happen to normal Spider-Man that much. Normal Spider-Man is not often fighting 8 trillion variants of himself and falling through the multi. Like, that doesn't happen very
often.
Yeah,
like...
I'm glad it's happening to him.
Miles is fucking going through it.
He is, and I don't know. He's
great.
After
being Spider-Man for a year, keep in mind.
Yeah, I know, too soon, but I don't know. It's just, they've planned this out so well. These movies are wonderful, and it has a wonderful ending, too. Because I do think it's like, I was feeling so tense towards the end of this movie where you're starting to figure out that things weren't right and you figured out he's in the wrong dimension.
Well, they flat out
just
show it early.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Like, they show that he's going to the wrong universe because when he first gets scanned, it pops up that it's sending him to
42,
52 or whatever.
But just when he starts realizing it
and
you see her outside and you think she's going to kill his dad... You're waiting for his dad to come upstairs and it's Uncle Aaron. And it's just like, this is all
so
tense.
There were
so
many twists within that last, like, 20 minutes of the movie.
I know. And I felt so much watching it. But it was all very positive because I just thought it was an absolute masterclass, as to be expected, quite frankly. These movies know exactly what they're doing. I love the creative team. I love how much protest shit they got in this too. It's just like protect trans kids flags and BLM stickers like everywhere. Happy Pride, everybody. We fucking did it. We got it. And Spider-Punk's constantly talking about tearing down the patriarchy and whatever. It's fun. It's good stuff. I'm glad it's in there. I'm glad that Sony is just like, yeah, whatever.
Very
whatever
funny to me that Gwen like talking to her dad being like, you wear the badge so that one of the bad ones doesn't wear it instead, and I'm like,
that's the real.
I don't know.
Oh, he's okay.
Well, the bad ones still get badges, so.
Well, it's true, but you know, you gotta balance it out, right?
Yeah,
you gotta do something. You can't just sit around. But yeah, I thought all the stuff with her dad was great and like really upsetting at the start when he, because usually when the Spider-Man reveal happens, the parent or whoever it is like, I completely understand.
Yeah, they
everything.
Usually do like a full 180, and he stuck to it.
He was still there. It wasn't until she came back later.
Every time I looked at him, I was also like, "This is just Mr. Incredible." Like,
is it really?
It
you
looks
so?
Almost identical.
Oh my god, I was not thinking. I was wrapped up in the moment.
No,
I was Mr.
like,
"Incredible." I'm usually
hi, Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible. I'll have to keep that in mind when I watch this again tomorrow.
Personally, I felt like it looked very, very similar,
like
but,
Bob Parr.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. I mean, that's good company, quite frankly, because that movie is like. Other than these two movies,
yeah,
it's the best animated
up there.
Superhero movie. So, God, I love The Incredibles. Yeah, the Gwen stuff was wonderful. And I loved his reveal scene to his mom, and she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's
I've
like,
never
who
seen
is
that
Spider-Man?
Before. Because they don't have a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But you don't know that yet.
Mm.
You know? So it's just so, it's so intense. And then seeing Aaron come in.
The thing that confuses me about that is when Miles was on his way home, did he not notice anything different? Because
that's
that New
point.
York looks very, very different than the one that he's from.
Yeah.
So that whole way home, did he just not notice anything different at all?
I don't know, like, but you're totally right. Because everything's on fire.
Yeah, everything is on fire. There's helicopters everywhere.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like,
he has eyes closed. Nothing. I don't know. Well, where did he teleport in? Where did he come in from?
He was just on a random rooftop. He was like booking it back to his house.
I think they drop him onto like a fire escape or something, don't they?
No. He just gets shot out in, like on top of a random rooftop, and he just starts booking it back towards his house. Like, he made his way past at least a couple blocks. Like,
yeah,
he had to notice something.
Right, then you're right. Then that's interesting. But the swinging scenes in this are like the best. Just if we're talking about traversal, oh my god,
of course,
so beautiful.
I also appreciate that all of the notable spider people, they all have their own like style of swinging.
Yes,
like that was really, really cool to see.
Absolutely. If we're still talking about like the Strange Franny, I do want to say I thought there were a lot of very nice, just like a scene will be happening and there will be observational shots of just like landmarks nearby or just like somebody on a park bench or
yeah,
something.
There
it's
were a lot
very
of very nice shots
that are like setting up the just tone pieces that are setting up the environments and stuff. I just thought it was all great. I thought it was great that Mary Jane Watson had one scene.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, because it's Zoe Kravitz in the first movie.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if it is in the second one or not. I don't know
not.
If it was. No, Selena, no. What'd you say? What'd you do? Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that they gave her one scene.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on, I guess.
There's,
it was a good scene.
There's so much going
you
on.
You never
in this
see
movie.
Them as parents anymore.
I know, which it was nice to see. I definitely am interested to see what's going to happen to that baby in the next movie or what sort of plot relevance that baby's going to have, but
there was a lot of swearing in this PG movie.
Surprisingly enough,
they went nuts.
No fucks, but there's a lot of ass.
There was a lot of ass, especially when the spot was on the screen.
All of them. Every single spider person.
Toned.
Those suits are tight.
I know. Well, that's
damn.
How it should be. You've seen that shot of Andrew Garfield when he's
yeah,
lying on the ground.
Right.
He's fucking ballistic. But I just
I
thought
like
it was
the
great.
Spot also like mentions it like... That is way too tight on your back.
Oh, I mean, he's definitely right. But I like the new, because it's a slightly redesigned Miles suit, I guess, with like the red streaks down the side. It looks really good. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that there's a lot. I think Gwen Stacy says shit a couple times, and I was surprised.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's shoot.
She's saying shoe?
Yeah.
Because she said it once, and I was like, whoa. And then she said it again.
I thought so too, but they kept putting up the like text bubbles that said shoot. So I was like, I think we might have misheard it.
Okay, all right. Well,
either that, or they did
again,
slip one in there.
I thought they did. When I see it again, I'll be.
Yeah, because I could have sworn the first time she said it too, and then as she was saying it more, it was more clearly like
showing
shoot.
Up because they probably
like,
thought that.
Yeah, I was
would
like,
think that. I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to see. But they definitely said ass and stuff a bunch of times, which is just it's nice to see because this movie does feel very like unsafe. But in a good way.
It,
like an Indiana Jones or Beetlejuice.
They also save it for like the more tense scenes.
Yeah.
Which I think was a good call. Specifically because I guess, at least in like kids movies, it makes it feel more impactful.
Oh, of course.
It's like, oh, they said hell.
I know. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like casting my mind back to any time someone would swear in like a Star Wars movie. And I'd be like, oh, what's going on? So I just
like,
I
what
like
rating
it.
Is this movie? Because I,
got
with
an edge
how many
to
times
it.
They said it, I was like, is this movie PG-13?
I thought
like,
the same thing.
Is it straight just PG?
I think so. I feel like we would have heard. I feel like they would have made a big fuss about it if it was.
It was. It's not like, violent it was very surprising. Or anything.
Oh, not at
it's
all.
It's just dark. And the last like 20 minutes is like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, I don't feel good. Yeah, like, I don't like watching this.
I wanna go home.
With the Prowler. And then the final reveal is that in this universe, Miles is the Prowler and he's working with Uncle Aaron because his dad's dead. It's like, oh, Jesus. I don't know about all that. Gwen Stacy's getting the team back together.
I'm very interested to see the inevitable team up of the two Miles, because I think Miles Prowler is probably going to be a villain for the first like half of the...
And then they'll convince him to help save his other dad.
That's what my gamer theory is. I think the next movie already has the villain department covered.
Oh, yes, we're set.
Miguel and Spot. Like, I don't think we need a third one.
It's true.
So I think he'll probably be a little bit of a minor villain, or he'll be convinced like early on.
It's good that they packed so many villains in that first movie. So I'm not like, where's Doc Ock? Where's Scorpion? Like,
they got that all.
I want to see where these characters are in this universe. Like, no, we saw just about everybody.
We're a little busy.
Yeah, there's 8 trillion Spider-Men, and I think everyone's gonna love this movie. I think it's great. I think it's undeniably just brilliant. I'm super excited to see it a couple more times before it leaves the theater. Absolutely essential. Yeah, I figured it would be. Absolutely essential movie theater experience. Everybody
needs
to go out.
You have to see it in the theater at least once.
Try to get as many people as possible to see it over many different sessions.
Give it all of your money.
Yeah, it's worth it, man.
This is one of the few times that I'll probably end up actually seeing a superhero movie more than once. Last time I did that was with The Batman, because I saw that 3 times.
Yeah.
But I think I'll probably see this at least one more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I thought
I'm
it was
excited.
Great. I will say, I think the first one is a more like personal and better contained story, in my opinion, because I don't have a problem with that movie. This doesn't, for me, doesn't dethrone that or anything, because I still think that's the best of the best. But I absolutely loved Across the Spider-Verse.
I think they are so incredibly close that they're indistinguishable. I could put either one on top of the other and I'd be just fine with it.
Like, I would love to feel
I think
that
those are both
day.
Incredible movies.
Yeah, they're nobody's doing it like they are. And even if they put that weird Venom scene in, I forgive them. That's okay.
Like that's like
you can have a misstep if you have 2.5 hours of just beauty and brilliance.
Yeah, like this is one of those movies where it feels like anything I have against it just feels like nitpicking at that point. Like, I'm just looking for things to not like. Because there's just so much to like about this movie. It's also good.
Yeah. No, it's great. If you love the first one, you'll love this. If you don't love the first one, never speak to me. Because it's just...
Who are you?
A fact of life that it's beautiful.
Yeah, I thought the first one was universally loved.
I think it is. I don't think anyone in the world doesn't like that movie.
I can't imagine anyone that thinks that movie is in a masterpiece.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else we want to say? There's a lot. I know I'm going to be texting you for
oh,
a
God,
week
yeah, it's going to be like,
I forgot
to say this or whatever. The movie's long. There's a lot.
It is, but it just fucking...
I am surprised at how well-paced this movie is with, one, how long it is, and two, how much they were able to fit into it.
Oh, yes.
Like, nothing feels like it was a waste. And I feel like the length is like perfect.
I think so too. I hope the next one is 4 hours long.
Yeah,
I
was shocked with how well paced this movie actually is.
It's also just it's so pretty that there's not a frame that goes by that you don't want to look at. Even if
like
it was the boring scene, it's like this looks perfect.
And even then, you can't even catch everything. Like there's so much happening at all times that like you want to look at everything. There's no way.
This is gonna be one of those movies where a year from now, where the creators are going to be like, there's still things in that movie nobody's found. Like, we've still, there's things in that movie that nobody's ever mentioned. You'll never find everything because it's just so richly detailed in all kinds of ways.
I would also like to say that there are so many like still shots of this movie that I'm waiting for it to come out on like DVD or like start streaming or whatever. Specifically, to see all the screen caps that people take of this movie.
Of course.
Because there's so many good ones.
Yeah, you could just look around.
Yeah,
forever.
Just like every frame is just like, all right, print it out, put it on your wall.
Yeah, you should, because it's, absolutely gorgeous. I just want to say I love the like spider eyes in these movies, because Miles and Gwen especially have like the exact same ones where you can see like the city reflected in them a lot of the time. It's just, they're gorgeous.
They're also in, they're also all like super expressive, but at the same time they all feel different for all the characters.
Yeah,
like they all have their own expressions, despite the fact it's kind of the same design for their eyes for the most part.
And I was even thinking, this might sound like a negative if you haven't seen the movie, but I think it's great. It doesn't really start until like 45 minutes in. You have
it's a very slow burn.
20 minutes of Gwen stuff, like 25-30 minutes of just Miles dicking around as Spider-Man with his parents and with Gwen stuff before they actually even go into the Spider-Verse. Like it takes a while.
It's like halfway through the movie.
But all that stuff is great.
Yeah,
because he's such a good character.
I was like, I'm confused how they're gonna fit like the multiverse stuff in, because there's so much going on like outside of that. They did it just fine.
It did it
like
perfectly,
no complaints.
Fine. No, any action sequence or emotional beat you want is in this movie. It's all there, but it's a slow burn in the best way, because it just makes you care more when shit gets real. So. I loved it. Everybody go see it. Can't stress that enough.
Yeah, absolutely. See it multiple times if you can. It's an incredible experience. You gotta see it in like the highest definition, biggest theater you can.
Absolutely. That's the only way to do it. All right. Well, if that's it for Across the Spider-Verse, God, I just want to see it again tomorrow.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
I want to
watch it again.
I don't want to wait.
I want to look at all of it again.
I know.
Everyone that was involved with that movie should be very proud of themselves. I'll say that.
Oh, exactly. Especially Zoe Kravitz. Anyway, you can find us on Instagram or MoviePod. You can email us at MarvelMoviePod@gmail.com. You can find us in the Spider-Verse anytime. Unfortunately, Franny's not on social media because he dropped his phone into the Spider-Verse and it was taken by Tobey Maguire, who probably wouldn't be able to figure out how to use a smartphone even now, quite frankly, because he was never a very smart guy.
He's not very smart, and he's a very old man now.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I like that. Sorry. I like that in the first part of the movie, when they're doing like Miles getting ready for college stuff, he wants to work in like quantum physics just so he can find a way back to Gwen Stacy. It's so sweet. I love stuff like that. Those are the great details. This is as close as you can ever get to like watching a comic book.
Yeah.
Where it has all the stakes in the best way, and it's so big, and but the small moments are like so quiet and beautiful. It's perfect. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now, because I will talk about this for the rest of my fucking life.
Watch the movie. It's incredible.
Watch the movie. Got milk? Yeah, play the Got Milk ad. It's
okay, who are you?
The milkman.
Do you have a sidekick?
No.
A nemesis?
A what?
A bad guy.
I'm a people person.
Have you been fighting crime long?
I don't fight crime.
What do you fight?
Weak bones. A never-ending supply of milk. And chocolate milk.